Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited Q4 FY26 earnings call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal, sir. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Gitesh, and good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to the fourth quarter and FY26 earnings call of Kirloskar Ferrous. We have the senior management today represented by Mr. R.V. Gumastri, the Managing Director, and Mr. R.S. Sreevatsan, the ED Finance and the CFO. So I will now hand over the call to Mr. Gumastri for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pallav. Let me take the opportunity to welcome all the investors on the call. Welcome to Kirloskar Ferrous Industries quarter four year-end earnings call. And let me start with the key highlights or the important figures in terms of production and in terms of sales. The quarter four production quantity was 158,152 metric tons. And compared to quarter four last year, 162,286 metric tons. And the production is lower by 3% compared to the last year. And casting production is 36,596 metric tons against 32,474 tons, which is 13% higher than the last year. In terms of the tube production, 56,119 tons against 52,860 tons last year, which is a growth of 6% year-on-year. Steel production was 58,119 metric tons against 64,443 tons, which is almost 10% lower than last year. Coming to total year production, last year, 2025-26, we produced 623,939 metric tons against last year's 631,103. The major drop to the extent of 68,000 was because of stoppage of Hiriyur blast furnace for almost three and a half months because of the market conditions not being conducive. Ferrous productions from MBF 1 and 2 have gone well. Could have been higher than last year in terms of the output, very close to 700,000 metric tons if the market condition in terms of realization in pig iron would have been better. Casting in the year, we produced 148,564 metric tons against 139,000, which is an increase of about 7%. This production is after giving some of the castings to the Oliver Foundry. In addition to this tonnage, we also produced 17,500 metric tons of castings in Rajpura, Oliver. So if we take standalone Kirloskar Ferrous, it is 7% growth in the production. Whereas if we take Oliver, then it is 16% growth in the production. Tube production for the year is 216,914 metric tons against last year's 199,443 metric ton. Steel production remains at 240,000 against last year's 242,000, as we had to take a major stoppage for a couple of fortnights, two times in the year to erection of fume extraction system, primary and secondary, to improve the environmental aspects within the steel plant. Coming to the sales quantities, sales figure and sales during the quarter was 127,600 metric ton against last year, 135,000. So it's almost 6% lower than last year. Casting sales was 34,980 metric ton against last year's 32,207 metric ton, 9% more. Tube sales was 51,106 metric ton against 51,500. It's more flattish. And steel sales was 24,812 against 20,700, which is an increase of 20%. In terms of value terms, I'll go to the total sales value is 1,781 crores. You have all the details. And overall, for the years, when we look at, we mainly had to face the sales realization drop. Sales realization in case of pig iron was 6%. In case of castings, it was less than 1%. In case of tubes, overall price sales realization dropped almost by 10%. So overall growth, if we look at on the top line, let's see what we have achieved, 3%, including Oliver. If I see, it's about 5.1%. It is after accounting for the drop in the sales realizations because of the commodity prices being low. I think it was substantial. Except that, Q4, the pig iron prices picked up and also a little bit on the steel prices. Coming to the quarter and the year-end, we ended up with 6,861 crores of sales against 6,628 last year. And profit before tax is 514.43 crores against 532 crores before exceptional item against 432 crores, improvement of about 100 crores on the PBT. And after the exceptional item, it is 514 against 432. Overall, we have been able to increase the volume, production, and sales in case of castings. Casting is including Oliver about 23,000 tons, which is quite substantial, which happens to be 16% of the total sales. With respect to, we are working for the merger of Oliver into Kirloskar Ferrous Industries. We expect it to, we look forward to close it in next couple of months so that we can have the benefit of mergers for the year 2025-26 itself. With this brief update, I would now request for the opening of the question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nirman from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So the first point, sir, I would like to appreciate our efforts in the castings division. So we can see in the realizations that, you know, we've increased the share of value-added and complex castings. And so just if you could talk about this journey, you know, how we are progressing versus your expectations, the opportunity, and how do you see this segment evolving in the future?
I think I would say very encouraging. At the same time, the casting business with respect to manufacturing process management and progress is tough. Our effort to grow 20-25% are not realistic. As I have been talking many years, we keep looking forward to growing volumetric growth of say 15%, which I consider as reasonably good. Against the last year 1,39,000, we are this year gone up to 1,62,000, about 23,000 tons of casting produced more and sold more. And we expect that we will march forward to go to maybe about 1,90,000, because we have large number of castings under development, one by one, who will go into the serial production. And demand for casting remains robust from auto sector as well as the tractor sector. We have also, now we have gone ahead and we will be commissioning 6th foundry, which happens to be large casting foundry. And as you know, there is a growth in the large casting. We expect foundry to get good amount of loading. And also, I would say that our startup of Oliver Engineering in Rajpura has gone well. Last year, we could produce 13,500 ton, but towards the end of the year, month of January, February, March, we could produce 1,700 metric ton per month, and we are putting all out efforts to take the production to at least 2,000 tons per month, and so that we can go to 24,000 tons of production and sales in this year. We have a large capacity under utilization in Solapur, and we are putting our best effort how we can go Solapur to 60,000 tons. We have already started working what we do next, where we create the capacity for our 7th foundry. And we will have to create that foundry, otherwise we will fall short in terms of our manufacturing capacity over the next 2-3 years. We have feasibility of future aspirational volume growth to up to 3 lakh metric ton per annum. So we need more foundries, and we will work to create more foundries and keep increasing the output 10-15% every year.
Understood, sir. And so secondly, a similar related question. So we have added a slide about, you know, macro tailwinds in our PPT. So if you could provide some more details about how it benefits our segment, and more on how prepared are we to take advantage of these tailwinds.
I think basically we saw a commodity price increase in the last quarter with respect to pig iron. The international prices of pig iron seems to be very encouraging. Whether that will convert into Indian pig iron prices going up, need to be seen. But international prices of pig iron have moved to $475, which is very, very encouraging. So we are closely watching that and how we can realize better pricing on pig iron. That should also convert into better pricing on steel as well as better pricing on the tubes. There has been good amount of pull both for pig iron as well as steel because foundries are producing well, steel plants are producing well, steel outputs are going up, infrastructure has picked up, and absorption is reasonably good. So I am sure that it has to be seen in the background of two, three developments. One is, of course, the what we called as tariff period. After that, it was the war in the Middle East, Hormuz blockage, power, the fuel cost going up, and disruptions in many areas, in many places. In spite of that, I think we are still optimistic. We are talking about better demand position, and we continue to grow. I think it's only because of the tailwinds we have been able to sustain and also grow in volume and talk about growth in coming quarters as well.
Understood, sir. And sir, we've also mentioned something about alloy steel. So if you could talk something about that, what are we doing in this and how?
I have talked about this earlier also. Our long-term plan is to set up the one of the blast furnaces in Koppal going to steel, and that will result into pig iron sales going down to 5 lakh ton and not 6, 7 lakh ton. But blast furnace 2 will go for the alloy steel production, and we want to expand the seamless tube plant in Baramati so that the entire steel blooms go to Baramati and the Jejuri alloy steel. As you know, we are currently at about 30% green powers, and we are pushing hard to commission another 35 megawatts of solar power plant by July, August, and another 25 megawatts of wind power maybe by September. And the equivalent of this is like 55 megawatts. So 55 plus 35, we are about 90 megawatts of solar equivalent, wind and solar put together. And we already have another 70 megawatt in Jalna up and running. So we will reduce our CO2 emissions. Carbon will be lower, and we are green steel producer at Jejuri. We want to do the debottlenecking of the rolling mill and see that we can roll the entire 3 lakh ton, so that out of that, 50,000 goes to Nagar or 60,000 goes to Ahilyanagar, and the remaining 240,000, which is 20,000 tons per month, should go for the sales of non-K-file sales. So currently, we are last year at 85,000, and we are putting effort to see that by the time we come up with steel plant, our sales goes to that. So we are looking at expanding the external sales and also expanding the internal consumption so that we go up in the seamless tube. Seamless tube in Baramati, we would like to see that our capacity goes to 4 lakh metric ton per annum by adding expander mill and increasing the capacity by 150,000 plus existing capacity of 230,000, which we are trying to realize coming year itself. So I would say that all this thought is in place, but whether we want to expand steel beyond Koppal 1 plant, of course, phase 2 is to take both the MDF into steel. We also have the opportunity at Hiriyur. We have planned to upgrade the blast furnace so that it can also produce very close to 3 lakh ton of pig iron, either to continue as pig iron or to get into either spun pipe or get into steel. These are the opportunities available to us. But I think we have the roadmap. We would like to see that we progress on that journey. basically going strong with respect to green steel. We have already started preliminary work on how do we bring a battery storage system in megawatt level so that we can increase the utilization of green power in spite of the new regulations coming in Maharashtra.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Parab from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the casting. So since last 6 years, our customer count was steady at 26, and in this quarter only, we added three new customers to our casting market.
Yes.
So this is very significant, and just would like to know a bit more about the customers. These are domestic customers or international customers? Are these the customers in commercial vehicle, passenger vehicle, or construction equipment? How these customers are shaping our new product line?
Let me say that the new customer acquisition, who is a diesel engine manufacturer, will have facility in India, but the manufacturing would be for India and export also, but for us, it will be Indian supply. Other two customers, basically, these engines not only stationary engine application, they also go for tractors, TREM V next level. I think the customers, we have booked the direct export orders also. We are starting with small direct export. I think this would be earth-moving equipment, and we have a visibility to see more exports coming, both in earth-moving equipment as well as tractor industry.
So can we expect a meaningful volume contribution in the 2 years from these three customers in terms of exports and in domestic terms also?
Yeah, I think there is a clear-cut volume growth plan and timeline for SOP. And those are fixed deadlines, and we will follow that. We have no choice but to follow that.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, our visibility for next 3-4 years is a volume going up to 3 lakh metric ton per annum. And we are talking about creating, as it is, we are shortly commissioning the sixth foundry. And we have, in my view, no choice but to immediately take up a seventh foundry program to ensure that we service the customers without any failure.
Okay, and sir, next question would be on the realization. As you can see, there is a pretty significant jump. But as well as I see, there are some export jump in percentage. So we are up from 20% to 28%. And the CV segment is also up from 12% to 16%. So is the realization is only for this particular quarter due to these changes, or we are strategically shifting our focus to more CV or more export-oriented from our traditional tractor kind of volumes?
I think it's very important to know that all our customers are looking towards KFIL for intricate castings, difficult castings, and blocks and heads more. Our portfolio of housing has not grown much, tractor housings. And another thing, hence I would say that all our new order bookings are at better pricing than conventional tractor housings or tractor crankcases. So we'll continue to progress on sales realization. This sales realization, which has remained flattish, is after giving the commodity price reduction to our customers. Another very important aspect is in all the three locations, our machine shops are progressing quite good, and we expect within a year that we will have a machining value of about 100 crores. So we continue, we long term, we bought 22 HMCs. All those HMCs, bulk booking of the machines, all have been absorbed. 22 machines are into operation. Maybe a couple of them are shortly getting into operation. We are looking forward to order the next lot of machines. So it's the combination of better price casting joining the production as well as machining coming in, which has, and also the better pricing from some export casting, which is contributing to sustaining the realization. And I also look forward to for the improved sales realization in casting because of these strategic initiatives taken by us.
Sorry, Asha, can we expect a sustainable improvement in the realization in 2 years as the exports are growing, as the complexity for the product is going? So base was 125, and can we expect 130 kind of range for next 2 years?
Definitely much more than that, because the commodity price increases will also start coming in these quarters. And the reductions given by us were of the order of 10 rupees per kg or 12 rupees per kg. And I expect part of it at least flow back. And also in the coming quarters, we will have more newly developed castings picking up the volumes. And in the next 2 years, in my assessment, I have not done exact calculation, but it will definitely go beyond 130 rupees per kg.
Okay, sir, I'll come back again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruvesh Kanakia from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for this opportunity.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. You sound a little bit distant. Can you speak louder, please?
Is this better now? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, better.
You can hear.
Yes. Yes, sir, I wanted to ask if you can share what was the utilization of the new Solapur foundry during 4Q?
See, our the minimum expectation from both the lines is at least 6,000 tonnes per month. And actual realizable, maybe it could be slightly another 5% more, but I expect at least 6,000 tonnes. Against that, we are at 4,200 tonnes last quarter. Against 6,000 tonnes, I would say this is about 70%. Another 30% utilizable capacity utilization can be improved in next few quarters, maybe 3, 4 quarters.
Okay. So, sir, when would we be able to reach the 45,000 per quarter run rate that we were planning earlier, sir?
See, one is merger of Oliver, because we shifted some housings to Oliver, and here we are trying to produce more block and head. I would say that very shortly, we should be able to get to a level of about 15,500 per month into three would be 45,000-46,000. I think it should happen very shortly.
Okay.
After the merger, the 2,000 will appear here. What, 1,700, I said, 5,000 tonnes per quarter will appear in our book. So I think we should see within a couple of quarters, we should go to 45,000 per quarter. With Oliver, of course.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
So would you be able to guide us on what kind of sales volume we can expect from the company, across segments, in FY 27?
See, what has happened is you have seen so many external developments like commodity falling like anything. Now we are seeing the reverse of that, and that should definitely help us in terms of sales realization going up. And another thing is also our efforts to increase the volume in pig iron casting as well as steel and tube continues. I definitely look forward that we should succeed in getting at least 15% growth once again. I hope that the commodities don't fall again, that pulls us down.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Best of luck. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prolin Nandu from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Thank you, and please go ahead.
Hi, Umang, sir. Good evening.
Hi. Hi, good evening.
Just a question again on your FY 2027 guidance on the casting volumes, right? Now, correct if I'm wrong, sir, our one quarter back or two quarter back, our aspiration was to reach close to, you know, 185,000-190,000 metric tons of volume from combined, right, including Oliver, for the entire year, right, of FY 2027. And now you know, to the previous participant questions, you mentioned that, you know, 45,000 we'll reach in couple of quarters. And then again, you mentioned that 15% growth, right? So I think we'll fall short of that number, right, in some sense, of our previous target of 185,000-190,000 metric tons. Is my assessment correct, sir? And, you know, because this, it's been our aspiration for quite some time now, and I appreciate the external challenges, but when we give out this guidance, are we building in that such challenges will come in the future as well, right? And, on that basis, what kind of volume numbers should we expect in the casting division in FY 2027?
No, I think we are committed to the numbers what you mentioned. 180,000-185,000-190,000 is the numbers we look forward. I'm very clear that Solapur should produce and sell 5,000 ton, which becomes 60,000 ton, and we are more than  100,000 ton already, about 1, 105,000 in copper. And you know, we are saying 25,000 should come from the Oliver. So I am definitely we what numbers I'm talking is production numbers, not exactly the sales numbers. There will be some small difference with respect to 2%-3% foundry stage rejection. But I think 1, 185,000 kind of number remains our target, and we are working towards that for the financial year 2026-27.
Okay. So just two follow-up questions, sir.
I would request you to also appreciate that last year also, we have increased the casting production and sales by  23,000 tons.
No, that is appreciated, sir. Just wanted to-
No, means, see, you know, even this year we will put that effort. How do I get another 25,000 increase? 62 becomes then-
I get your point.
Yeah, 88 it should come, and that's what I'm trying to explain. Thank you.
I get your point.
Yes.
So just on the Solapur run rate, right? And also Oliver run rate, right? You mentioned that by the end of March, we were at 1,700. Now, for our, let's say, 25,000 yearly run rate, have we already reached 2,000 per month run rate in April? And where are we on Solapur on the monthly run rate? How far are we on that 5,000 number for April?
See, first of all, Oliver, let's say 1,700 becomes 1,700-1,800 in April. But by the end of the year, it should go to, say, 2,200-2,300, but I should get 24,000-25,000 for the whole year.
Got it.
From 17-24 or 25, 7,000-8,000 ton extra production and sales from Oliver is possible, feasible, order bookings have already been done. Machining setup is already in place wherever customer want machine casting. And I'm pretty confident we can progress another 7,000-8,000 extra quantity in Oliver, going towards 24,000 tons from Oliver, 2,000 average per month. And Solapur, we are currently, I just mentioned, 4,200 metric ton per month, last 2-3 months also. This we are trying to take it to 5,000 metric ton average. So instead of 4,200, we have to go to 5,000, subsequently maybe 300-400 more, but achieve 60,000 production, maybe 55,000-56,000 sales from Solapur.
Understood, sir. So, and so what I understand is that both this ramp up will be gradual, right? 1700 will move to 1800 for Oliver, and it might end, we might end the year at 2200, and that's how we average out at around 2000 per month, right? And same is the case,
yes,
with Solapur as well. We are at 4300, maybe there will be 100 more capacity addition.
Oliver is straight line, it is easy. You go up 300-400 ton, you are done, from 1700. Solapur is ticklish, and we are at 4,200. We are putting our best effort to see that we go up, and we should average out close to 5,000 in this year itself, 26-27.
Okay. So I had actually the question on big iron, sir, but I'll just double click on this, why Solapur is being ticklish. Is it because of that
the kind of casting
that we are getting and the customer that we are dealing with and approvals and all, is that the ticklish nature of Solapur, or what? Can you just
basically we struggle with the core productivity and complexity of casting, and it is nothing to do with the customer itself. These are complicated blocks and heads. They do take some time to stabilize the process and stabilize the output, and nothing to do with customer, but to do with the foundry process and complexities of the castings.
Okay, okay. And the order that we had for the...
Sorry to interrupt.
I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
You're welcome. The next question is from the line of Bharat Seth from Quest Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on showing improvement in the business trend. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir. I'm able to hear.
Yeah. Sir, you have said that we are expanding this tube capacity to 4 lakh, that I hear it. But before that, we were having, and also to expand, I mean, our diameter also. So what stage we are in, any thought process on that? And how much capex that we plan for, say, 27 and 28?
Let me cover one by one. Capacity expansion in Baramati is in the area of bigger size tubes. First is the immediate next year is to expand by capacity utilization improvement. And we have done the basic study, basic design, and basic source study in terms of where to go, what to get for the bigger tube mill. And we expect that we should complete that project within next 1.5 years. And investment for that plant could be a plus of 500 crores. It would be part of our capex plan of 600-700 crores per year. We have many projects. We have projects in pigger and foundry, steel as well as tube. So so it would be part of that, and as you must have noticed, our cash generations are better than our ability to invest, and we have reduced our
No, that's a commendable thing we have done. Yeah. This year also we have generated, brought down the borrowing.
Yes, borrowings have been brought down substantially. I look forward to improve the investment in opportunity areas. And there are obligation areas also. We have to make the mines operational, beneficiation plant, pellet plant. So we'll continue to invest at the rate of about 600 to 700 crores every year. And we hope that we can generate better than that in terms of cash generation.
So just if you can give some more qualitative color on the kind of order book that we have for the seamless tube business. We were expecting in ONGC, so what stage we are and further how do we, and also we earlier we were think, had an order which is a joints and all, which is a very high margin business and difficult to manage produce.
I would like to say that we have some pending orders of the last, tenders, and we again expect that new tender for this year should also come, and we should be able to pick up those orders. Exports are growing. The fuel prices are high, and there is a lot of reconstruction requirement is coming up, and I expect that both domestic and export orders in the oil and gas segment should be better and robust. And at the same time, even the other applications, the progress of orders is supporting our expansion plans. Right now, I don't have the figure of what is the pending orders. Right now, I have not looked into that. But I would say that we expect debottlenecking and capacity utilization improvement, volumetric improvement of about 10 to 11% is what I look forward to be achieved in tube business. I also look forward that the commodity prices going up already. I mentioned about international pig iron price, coal prices have gone up, coke prices. I expect also the steel and tube prices to go up in coming months immediately.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, Gumshe sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you are audible. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, firstly, for providing me this opportunity. So, taking into account the roadmap that we have charted currently, how should our EBITDA margin trajectory stand for the current year and the year ahead? And also, sir, if you could just explain, not only explain, if going ahead, if it would give a description about the backward integration part of the story that we are currently in the offering, so that investors can have some more understanding or better understanding of how our systems are, our products are aligned in. And how is the company aligned backward in terms of backward integration?
Sir, I think, thank you very much for this question. Let me quickly cover. One is, I have said that, first of all, we want to bridge that gap of, instead of every quantity of pig iron going into market, blast furnace 2, we make steel and that goes to Baramati for seamless tube. Value-added product going from Jejuri into as steel sold in the market. These are the processes in between which we cover. Now coming to, we have already done complete requirement of coke coming out of our own coke oven, and we are up and running 52 megawatts of power, waste heat recovery power, which is coming from blast furnace as well as coke oven. I also mentioned that we would like to invest, not very huge, but about 125 crore-150 crore in Hiriyur to upgrade the blast furnace to take it to 250,000 ton, 250,000-300,000 metric ton per annum capacity, and also bring the manufacturing cost in line with copper, with efficiency improvement, cost reduction. I expect this kind of projects, the project payback periods are like less than 2 years. We are also working that we complete the solar and wind energy project before August, September, 25 MW of wind and 35 MW of solar. Then take step up into battery storage system to improve the wind and solar power utilization. Otherwise, the government regulation won't allow prime slot utilization of solar energy. Coming to, you know, we are progressing well on operationalization of Jambunath Gudha iron ore mines, which has very good quality iron ore. It will help us in making better quality, prime quality pig iron. For that, we are, once we operationalize, we are planning that we also bring in beneficiation and pellet plant, so that we can use all kinds of iron ore from the mines, and we can beneficiate, and pellets can be used in the blast furnace. And we can also sell, if we want, some quantity of pellets in the market, which there is a market. So these are our backward integration plans. What we are trying to do is mine to machine castings and mine to seamless tubes. And with energy management being the key thing and monetizing the energy cost today into energy savings tomorrow.
Right, sir. So just to have the understanding on the two concluding parts. Firstly, sir, how then our EBITDA margin should shape up for the current financial year? If you could just give us the trajectory. And sir, in our for this quarter, our other expenses have gone up to 465 crore. So any one-off item that we have factored in terms of the other expenses, and other income also was up to 44 crore. So if you could just explain the
Need to come back. I don't have ready numbers. I didn't look from that angle. Is Srivatsan on the call, whether you will be able to take that, Srivatsan? He was traveling, I think.
Okay. No worries, sir. I take it.
Yeah.
For the EBITDA margin trajectory, sir, with the type of
Yeah.
The product profile changes and all, and again, you have mentioned about pig iron prices realizing also improving. So exit of first quarter, how are things shaping up for us?
Sir, you have seen the commodity market, pig iron especially, has been terrible last 3 years, not 1 year. It has fallen continuously without a substantial fall in the raw material prices. We expect that pain is over, and we should be able to improve little bit already. Compared to October, the pig iron prices are up 5,000 rupees. Compared to December, pig iron prices are up 4,000 rupees. But of course, as you have seen, there is also a cost pressure on that. Dollar has gone to $95, and coal prices on an average have gone up by about $25 per ton of coal. So, some factoring will happen to the cost, but something will get added to the value addition. And, little support on the commodity side, I expect that, you know, we are just above 12.5% of EBITDA. And, I would say that our effort will continue. I have been talking about that. We are comfortable only when we are at 15% EBITDA. And, in all products
Saket, sir?
We continue to look for the volume growth.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening and congratulations for the improved set of numbers. My first question is, would you be able to give us the number of the revenue that we did for the whole year at Oliver Engineering?
No, I think I talked about 25,000 tons and it becomes 250 crores. Would be slightly more than 250 crores because of the machining value.
25,000 tons, sir, this is at Oliver, you're saying? For the
Yeah, only Oliver.
FY26?
FY26 is, I think, 118 or 119, something like that. FY26. I'm talking about 27 going to 240, 250 crores.
So FY26 is 118 crores, you're saying, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
File number, don't catch me. File number, I don't have exact paper with me.
No, roughly but that's all.
In the
right.
Range of, in the range of 120 crores.
Correct. Right. Secondly, if we had to look at how the market pricing has worked out for pig iron, I think the kind of hikes we received for Q4 were lower than that. So what has not worked in our favor and also the pig iron volumes, I think what you had guided in Q3 with respect to the debottleneck capacity now, we could go up to 140 kiloton of, commercial sales also, not counting the internal transfers. So, is there the production also, was lower in Q4?
No, I think two, three things I would like to mention here. One is Hiriyur quarter four full volume has not come. There was startup and all that October, November, December, but it spilled over something to January. So we didn't get the full quantity of Hiriyur in quarter four. One. Second thing, one of the blast furnace we took stoppage for 5 days to complete the what we call rubber burning. Some production loss happened during the quarter. I would request you that generally when you see, I'm talking about total tonnage for the year is 623,000 tons, and in that 68,000 is stoppage.
Right. And
so if you put the productivity, productivity of MBF-1 and MBF-2 in copper have gone very well and their output has gone up. What has pulled down is the Hiriyur, and I expect that little bit improvement, positive contribution, we should be able to quickly go back to that number of 7 lakh metric ton or at least 680, 690 numbers are possible with the current productivity. Another step, a very important step, Sahil, is that our oxygen, towards the end of this year, we will commission 150 tons per day oxygen plant, and we will enhance the oxygen enrichment to 5% from current 2.5% level. And PCI level, today we are at 130 kg and can go up to 160, 170 kg, which will result into pig iron output increase and coke consumption reduction. So we will get productivity benefit as well as the cost benefit.
Right. And sir, lastly, pricing-wise, are we there? Or because the market pricing was much higher, if I had to look at the blended Q4 pricing. So is there room for further?
See, what has happened, I just mentioned, compared to December, the price increase implemented is 4,000 rupees per ton. But there are always, when I say we implement from January, pending orders, we typically have 15 days order book going on for pig iron because we run with 1 day stock, 2 day stock. That means there are always order book positions. So we commit to our regular customers 1 month also. So if somebody who takes say 3,000 ton per month, he books one order for the month. So towards the end of December, January is already booked. So there was some spillover into January, I know. And also, I would say end of March also, we had some more fine correction in price increase happening even in April. So full benefit has not come into quarter four. What is the price running today?
So 1QFY27, sir, how would the spreads move now? Because coking coal has further risen. So what kind of movement do you expect versus Q4?
Have asked our people to work on the three things basically. You know, what is the coal purchase commitment? We have pricing also. We have always 3 months coal with us. So fourth month will change. One is that, and what is the coke price, what is the production cost, and what could be our margins. I think we should be able to bring more clarity as move ahead.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
But
so much
for your concern on cost as well as, see, just now today's market condition, what I realized is international price of the Guarana at $475. I don't know whether it is realizable, right? How much we can realize, how we can push for price increase, but I think price increase inevitable. It will go up, Thor figure.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak, from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, sir. Hello. So my first question is on power cost. So would it be possible to quantify, let's say, in absolute crore terms, how much power cost did we save in FY26? And, you know, we do have this 35 megawatt solar project and 25 megawatt wind project also commercializing in Q2 of this fiscal year. So in FY26 and 27 and 28 means a rough ballpark range of how much power cost will we be saving on account of all these initiatives that we are taking?
See, first of all, last year, some regulation changes also happened, utilization period, something is in the court. So leaving that aspect, I think solar power plant, we got a benefit of about 70 crores.
And this is for FY26.
Yeah, 26. And okay. We will start commissioning of both wind and solar, step by step, starting from June. And by September, our present plan, subject to any delays because of the pre-monsoon, monsoon, but we want to finish commissioning June, July, August, September. So there are also complicated issues. I need to plot everything. Wind generation is more in monsoon and solar generation is less in monsoon. So they are complementary. So I expect that, I just mentioned that 25 megawatt is equivalent to almost like 90 megawatts of solar. And given the choice, we should get, as it commissions, about 70, 80, 90 crores benefit even after taking into consideration the new regulation. So, but we will get maybe half of that in this financial year.
Okay, so 70 crore was for FY26, then it would be 70 plus 45 crore in FY27,
yeah,
correct?
That is what I expect, the benefit.
And
yes.
Right, and let's say if it runs at a peak capacity, then it would be 70 plus 90.
70 plus 90, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Yeah.
Yes.
And sir, second question is on volumes. So I don't know whether it was shared earlier or not. So I did hear that we are talking about 15% volume growth on the costing front in FY27.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to highlight that what kind of volume are we targeting, external volume sales, I mean to say, in pig iron, seamless tube and steel for FY27?
See, all castings, mainly external sales. We don't have any casting internal consumption in KFL. So whatever it comes, 186, it will all be external sales. That's what we target. I think we can achieve that level in case of casting. And in case of tube, you know, we are talking about, we did 1,80,000 tons. And 1 minute, hold on, let me pick up the papers quick. Sales. One lakh 88,000 700 against last year's 168,800, and from here we are talking. Definitely, we should bring in around 10 to 11% volumetric growth.
Okay.
And some benefit on the sales realization. We have really gone down to 10% value going down.
But sir, let's say if this ONGC order picks up, I think there is a delay in that also. And since those are high value order, and then you have commodity inflation, so would it be fair to assume that this year, as we have ended with around 1,13,000 NSR per ton in tubes, this can go, you know, maybe 6,000 to 7,000 incremental in FY27.
I think out of what we have lost, 10%. I am at least looking forward recovery of 5 to 6%.
Okay.
And I think it matches with your number. The 1,13,000, 5 to 6% should get recovered, because the pig iron is going up, steel is going up, and everything going up, power, fuel. So at least half of that drop in the last year should be recovered this year.
Due to time constraint, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gumasi, sir, for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. You know, a lot of uncertainty times because of the war situation, and India's story still remains robust, and we want to progress ahead. Naturally, questions are more, and as uncertainties are more, in spite of all these conditions, we want to create something, bring some growth, and bring some profitability improvement. So that is the area of questions. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining this call, and I wish each and every one of you all the best. Thank you so much. Over to moderators.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.